Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast for Friday, February 28th, 2014. The month is over, but your life isn't, because a new chapter is beginning with Star Wars The Black Series 6-inch figures, Wave 3. In this batch, you'll get Bespin Luke, Mustafar / Revenge of the Sith Obi-Wan Kenobi, a repack of Han Solo from Wave 2, which, if you missed, you're going to like, and you also get a Stormtrooper from the original trilogy. I'm not quite sure what movie it's specifically supposed to be from. It looks like kind of a mishmash between a couple, but it's still a very good figure. They may be in stock when you listen to this. I don't know. We had them in stock a couple days ago, and then they ran out, and then we had them again, and they ran out because they're very popular. So we recommend putting in whatever pre-order you are so inclined to do as I blurt into the microphone. But anyway, let's get on to the figures and how good they are, because they're pretty good. Obi-Wan Kenobi I just opened this morning. I saved him for last, and he's pretty great. The lightsaber is a little pale blue, but that's nothing a little imagination or proper lighting can't fix. The figure itself is basically what you've come to expect from the line. Double-jointed knees, ball-jointed shoulders, ball-jointed neck. It's got a torso, not an ab crunch, but you know that swivel joint. There's a little bit of cloth around the waist so he can sit and be posed more easily. And the ankles move, the wrists have bend and swivel movement. It's a pretty great figure. My only quibble is mine had a little bit of spare paint on the neck. It's not a deal breaker, or it could be really bad chest hair, I guess. But I might need to see if I can scrape that off. The head sculpt is really good. The deco, B-minus, it's good. There's a little tiny bit of gray in his temples. You can tell there's a bit of a wash in there that brings out the hair detail. And the outfit itself is really good because the sculpting and texture is just fantastic. You can tell they definitely put some effort into this, and it paid off. The belt is astonishingly well detailed. All the various little capsules and buckles and metal bits and pouches are painted individually. Plus, you can hang his lightsaber on his belt. You can just pull that blade right out, and it pops on there. There's a peg on the hilt. It fits right into the belt. If you've collected the 3¾-inch line, you know exactly what to expect. Meanwhile, Bespin Luke, same basic blue lightsaber issue, but his lightsaber doesn't peg to the belt. He has a hook on the end of it, which is just like the 12-inch Kenner 1990s Bespin Luke figure. So the lightsaber itself fits onto a hook on the belt. He also includes a blaster that fits into his holster or his hand. He's got a trigger finger. Face sculpt, easily one of the best Mark Hamill head sculpts Hasbro's ever released. The plastic itself alters its appearance slightly, but it's still unmistakably Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker. Weapons fit in his hands just fine. Articulation is basically the same as Obi-Wan Kenobi. Looks really good. The outfit's just worn and dirty enough, I'd say. It looks nice. And he's ready to fight somebody else. Darth Vader, of course, is not out yet. He'll be in an upcoming wave this year. And, of course, you can order them from us at that time, when Hasbro includes new, bigger packaging for these figures. What else do I want to say about Bespin Luke? I might say that's about it. I've been futzing with him the last couple of days. He's a little short, as he should be. Looks great next to R2-D2, and it's just making me want C-3PO even more. The only thing about Bespin Luke that I could have a quibble about, same thing I could about Obi-Wan Kenobi. It'd be great if Obi-Wan had his Jedi robes. It would be really cool if Luke had, like, a battered head or a removable hand. And maybe he does, and I just didn't pull it off hard enough yet. But anything you can do for that, you know, iconic scene at the end of the movie where Luke has just had his tail handed to him and he doesn't know what he's going to do. I mean, maybe there'll be another figure, a two-pack coming up. I hope so. Maybe not immediately, but down the road, that'd be kind of sweet. Rounding out the wave is the Stormtrooper, which is basically a reworked Sandtrooper, which is either really exciting or a dud in your perspective. He has two guns instead of three like a Sandtrooper. He has no pauldron and no backpack, so he's got way less stuff, but the Sandtrooper was a pretty pricey-looking figure anyway. It's clean. It does not have the diamond knee plate like a Sandtrooper, so they tweaked that just fine and dandy. He still has bend and swivel wrists, and the gun fits in his holster just fine, which is great because if you collect 3¾-inch Star Wars figures, getting that Stormtrooper rifle into that holster can be a trial. Here it's a joy. Fits right in, no problems. And I'm really hoping they tweak this sculpt to be Luke and Han Solo Stormtrooper figures down the road. Maybe Comic-Con next year? Who knows? This year, it looks like the Comic-Con exclusive is probably going to involve Jabba the Hutt and Salacious Crumb in some way, if the hints at Toy Fair are any indication, but nothing was shown yet. So I'm keeping my eyes open, and you should too. Let me know if you hear anything, because I'm going to be listening for this stuff. Rounding out the case is Han Solo. If you don't have Han Solo yet, it's a great way to get him. It's a good figure. He has interchangeable hands, a blaster, and swappable belts. He also includes a stormtrooper gun. As far as bang for the buck goes, I'd say Han Solo is one of your better figures you can buy. And even if you've already got one Han Solo and you buy by the case, which is how we sell them, you can have another Han Solo permanently dressed up in his alternate outfit with the different hands and different belt. So you don't have to swap stuff around. Not that you're necessarily into that sort of thing, but hey, if you're lazy like I am, doesn't hurt if you already got him anyway. So that's all for this week. I recommend this wave very highly. I'm a big fan of the Black Series as a whole, and the 6-inch scale in particular. So if you have the means, /space/interest, I'd say go ahead and get it. What we saw at Toy Fair this year include an Attack of the Clones Clone Trooper, Return of the Jedi Darth Vader, Return of the Jedi Jedi Luke, Jabba the Hutt, a Biker Scout on a speeder bike, and I'm probably forgetting a couple. I think they're doing some other versions of the Sand Trooper as well, so if you missed the first one, you can buy other members of his squadron. So you should probably go ahead and buy that first one. It's an exciting year for this line. I would say more so than 3¾-inch. So if you're at all on the fence or you're a lapsed collector, this is a good jumping on point. As far as I know, waves 1 and 2 are still available. You can order them on our website today. And if they're in stock, they may qualify for free shipping on all in-stock orders of $75 or more. So check that out. If you live in the U.S., you may qualify. And that's all I have for this week. Thanks for listening to the podcast. I'll be back next time to talk about something I don't know yet. Let me know what you want to hear about. If I got it down here, I'll let you know. You might not know this, but I record these shows in a basement. There is not much light, and they don't let me out very much, but it does keep me out of trouble, and that's an important thing to do. So see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.